The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
Hey, I always like to kick things off with something super interesting. And get this, if you have a camera and some bananas, yes, you can make some money. Adobe Stock wants you to take 1,000 pictures of bananas. Why? To train its AI tools. Now, they're actually looking for three types of pictures: food munching close-ups, some hands playing with bananas, and of course, bananas in real life situations. Now, I don't know what those real life situations are. I guess you have to just make it up. Now, this is the real bananas part. For 1,000 close-ups of mouths and hands and bananas, Adobe is offering $80 per set. And for bananas in real life situations, again, I'm not sure what that is, $60. You know, it reminds me of my father. He had this quirky banana eating ritual. As he was gently peeling off the first segment of the banana, he'd say, one skin. And then he'd unfold the next one, say two skin, and then he'd say three skin, and then he'd jump to five skin. And I was always like, hey, like, where's the fourth skin? And then he'd say, oh, it was a Jewish banana. Okay, I totally didn't get this until I was a teenager. Hey, on that happy note, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a brand new listener to the Kim Commando Show, welcome aboard. We're so glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. You look amazing, darling. All right, you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando, with a K, of course. And you can also find us as a podcast or a webcast commercial-free over on the official homepage of the Kim Commando Show, which is, of course, commando.com. And on there, you're going to see a button that says Commando Community. Just go ahead and tap that. And yeah, I did say commercial free. Now, if you're listening on the radio, we totally love that. Just a reminder, you can also get Kim Commando Today as a podcast to listen whenever you want and wherever you want. And wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K. And I know that you have at least a few questions about something digital that I can lend a hand to. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right. Every single day, I check out at least 35 different websites to make sure that you and I are both up to date on all things digital. And here are the top five things that you need to know about right now. And let's start with this scenario. Now, imagine you're in the hospital. Things are not going too well. Your doctor plugs in all your vitals and then all your tests into an AI model. And the results, AI says you are going to die. Well, this decision-making AI is coming to a hospital soon. Researchers at OSF Healthcare in Illinois, they have developed an AI model that can predict a patient's risk of death within 5 to 90 days after being admitted to a hospital. Now, they say that they're doing this because only 22% of folks in a hospital have an end-of-life directive. But think about this. Is it a good idea that for AI to just come out and say, all right, we shouldn't take care of this person anymore? What if the whole AI is wrong and the medical personnel, they just give up hope? Yeah, these are some real life questions. All right, number two on our list, let's talk about radio. With all the music streaming and apps and podcasts and satellite radio, AM and FM radio is still the most listened to audio source in America. You see, Edison Research is one of the most trusted companies out there for research. And for decades, they've been keeping a close eye on radio habits, and especially in our cars, as Ford, Mercedes, Porsche, Audi, and other manufacturers are trying to remove in-car radios, especially AM radios. Congress is working on the AM Radio in Every Vehicle Act, requiring manufacturers keep radios in every single car. Now, think about this. Fires, disasters, they prove that you just can't count on your phone for news and alerts. So Edison Research data proves that AM and FM radio is still the most listened to audio in America. So what I want you to do is help keep AM radio in cars. Send a text right now to Congress at 52886. That's 52886. And tell them that you want AM radio in your cars. Once again, that's 52886. 52886. All right, moving on to number three. Yes, Meta's out with their Ray-Ban VR glasses. Oh, yes, it's a pair of fat and misshapen glasses. And nobody really cares. I mean, you know, the other day while cleaning out a box, I ran across my old Snapchat glasses. These are odd-shaped, geeking-looking devices. They first appeared about 8 years ago, and then everybody forgot about them. And that's what I see the future of Meta's Quest 3 VR headset made to look like sunglasses. But they're not really sunglasses. They have these little tiny cameras in each temple. Let me tell you, that's the very first thing that everyone's going to notice when you wear them. Nothing like walking into a room and saying, I'm going to record everything and everybody. Mark Zuckerberg hopes to sell these things for $500. Don't look for them at the top, though, of Santa's gift list. And this coming in at number four, it's the parent's dilemma. How young is too young for their child to have their very own smartphone? And how much should you monitor it? Will they be safer with it or without it? Well, here's something no parent ever thinks about. Within just a few days of your child's first use of their very own smartphone, they're going to start receiving constant notifications, mostly coming in from social media. I'm talking about Snapchat, Instagram, Discord, TikTok. They all lead the way. So a child between the ages of 11 and 17, this is really nutso, will receive more than 225 messages in any typical day. Think about that, 225 messages. If you do the math, it's about 5,000 a week, not including, they say, messages from friends. Now, 25% of these pop-ups, they occur during school hours. So remember, this is social media. They don't care about your kid, how they're doing, and no one has any idea what the long-term consequences of all this constant buzzing and notifications is going to be. So as a parent, I know it's a hassle. Been there. Moderation, supervision are key. And finally, coming in at number five, the first rules of smartphone etiquette popped up in 2007. And there was common sense. Don't send or receive text or email while you're at the dinner table, in a business meeting, at church, in class, that sort of thing. But now we have some new rules because common sense is not so common. So our first rule, if you're still leaving voicemail, just stop. Most people just ignore them. Send a text instead. And this is important. Always text before calling as say, hey, are you going to be around in a few minutes? And speaking of, you don't always need to answer your smartphone. No, especially those unknown numbers. And remember that emotions are for voice, facts are for text. That's why they should always be to the point. These long, rambling text messages, super irritating. And they should never contain sensitive information. Don't put anything in a text that you wouldn't want repeated in court because, after all, texts are forever. Oh, it reminds me, I got this in my listener email the other day. Henry in Chicago writes, 9 days ago when my girlfriend said we're breaking up, the call just ended. My calls have gone straight to voicemail ever since. So do you think, Kim, she was talking about her cell phone connection or her relationship? What do you think about this? Yes, definitely her cell connection. Yes, definitely. It has nothing to do with you, Henry. Not at all. Things that we have to answer here on The Big Show.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, how about we start with Heath in Nashville, Tennessee?
I'm currently in a dilemma or in termination with my credit card processing company. Mm-hmm. And trying to do my due diligence and research who I should go with. And I thought, I just need to call Kim because I can do all the due diligence in the world. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what's going on with the credit card company now?
I own a small business. I was doing, you know, $4,000 to $5,000 to $6,000 in sales on the credit card terminal each month. And all of a sudden I hit a home run sale and I did $50,000. Well, it threw all the red flags into motion. They requested bank statements and reason why. And I went through those hoops. And as I was giving them the bank statements and the reason why, they sent me termination letters. And so they terminated my account. They're still holding over $50,000 of the money. And thankfully, I've got a good client that understands, and we're both praying about it, but trying to stay in good communication with them. But it's not a situation I want to go through again. And so I want to know what kind of card processing company I need to go with so that they will just give me a good service.
So what was it? What did you sell for 50 grand?
I liquidated the firearms of a 25-year United States Army veteran.
Okay. And then,
I'm an auctioneer.
And then, so, yeah, we've talked before, haven't we?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, we have. Yep.
Okay, I remember now. Okay. Because, you know, when you said Heath and I'm like, auction, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I remember. You know what? I'm so glad you called me back. That's awesome. Thank you.
It's always good to hear you.
So you own this auction house?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy, this is a tough one. Well, first of all, this credit card processing company, probably because it was a firearm, that's when it threw up some major red flags, which should not be the case.
And see, I totally agree with you, but the problem there is I don't know if they've got that information because I go through an FFL to sell them. So the FFL, you know, I don't see how they could. Anyways, they if you did any Google advertisement, because I advertise on the internet, you could find out what it was for. But just per swipe, I don't know if you could tell because I don't type in what it's for. So because I go, you know, I'm try to be responsible and go through a federal firearms dealer.
Okay, all right. So you know what? So maybe what it is, Heath, is just you went from 4 to 6 grand to 50 grand, and they're going to hold this back, you know, to see if there's any type of disputes before they give you the money. And that's probably where the 30-day hold has come from because, I mean, if you think about it from their perspective, you know, you're doing 4 or 5 grand and then suddenly it's 10 times that. It's like, oh, well, maybe this is fraud and maybe this, you know, isn't the right thing. There are so many different options out there. And there's anything from Square, you have Payment Depot, there's Dharma Merchant Services. That's DHARMA. I'll send you a list of these. And then, you know, you can check out which, you know, after you decide, you can check out which one it is. And there's National Processing. There's also CDG Commerce. A lot of this depends upon if you're going to be a member. Some charge, you know, 2.7%. Other people charge 0.2%. And then if it's in retail, it's $1.70. I mean, it just kind of goes all across the board. Square is 2.6% and 10 cents per swipe. I don't know what you were paying before. But what I like about Square is that they've been around forever, and they have a pretty straightforward fee structure. Now, as far as going from $5,000 to $50,000 in one fell swoop, you know, I don't know what Square's policy is. They may actually hold that back 30 days as well. I know with my little Etsy store that I have, by the way, Heath, that if I did like $900 in a weekend, Etsy said, oh, no, this must be fraud. We're going to hold it back for 72 hours. And then, you know, I'm like, okay, well, whatever, you know. It's like,
yeah.
So it's pretty customary for them to do it. Now, there may be a different level. If you're going to keep doing this $50,000 per month that you may qualify for, but I think a lot of it is going to be just as you experienced this time, that as you're a new customer, they want to make sure that there's no fraud because once they give you the 50 grand, you're never going to give it back. That's what they're thinking. So I'm going to send you a list to all these other ones, and then do me a favor and let me know which one that you pick because I think that's that'd be really good intel for me to have, Heath. And congratulations on the sale, by the way. And maybe with this current company, You can write a letter to the president of the company, vice president of marketing, chief operations officer, and explain your situation, and maybe you can get that $50,000 back sooner. You know, I'm always of the vein that, you know, the squeaky wheel does get the grease. It does. And so I would just kind of clamp down on them and say, listen, what do we need to do to get this $50,000 back? And maybe there's some type of guarantee that you could give them for you to get that money sooner. And Heath, thank you so much for your call again. It was nice talking to you. All right, let's see who's next. James in St. John, Maine. Hello there, James.
Well, my wife and I are in our early 80s.
Okay.
And we're wanting to get our wills done. Seems like the attorneys here where we live won't even return your phone calls.
That's too bad.
So anyway, we were looking online, and there's a million different websites you can go to. And I'm a little hesitant because you don't know what you're getting into and who may want to take your information and use it against you. So I'm wondering if you have some suggestions as to how to be sure we're on a safe website.
Well, that's a really valid concern. The thing that, you know, a will is a very important document, obviously, right?
Yes.
And a lot of this has to do by per state, what laws are covered. And if you can't find an attorney to help you out, there's a couple of things that you can do. Number one, you can buy a program and you can use it just not connected to the internet. And there's a lot of will making programs out there. Quicken makes one, as a matter of fact. And so it's a will maker and trust.
Okay.
And so that's pretty good software. There's a website called NOLO.com, NOLO.com, because James, you're really smart. I mean, the worst thing you can do is just go on the internet and say, make a will. Okay. It's like, no, we don't want to do that. Okay. We
want to make absolutely not.
We want to make sure we're at a legit site. NOLO has been around for, I don't know, many years. And they can provide the forms that for you and your wife, kind of like a do-it-yourself will, a living trust, a power of attorney, because those are the three documents that you're going to need. And just do it very simple. I assume that you're not going to have a very complicated estate.
No.
Okay, so you could probably do this yourself. And so, again, the site that I would recommend is NOLO. That's NOLO.com. And if you need any help afterwards, James, just give me a call back. I'm happy to help you out. But again, it's NOLO.com. I wish I could give you two or three, but this is the one that I know is totally legit for a lot of legal forms. James, thank you for your call. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about having a will done over at NOLO.com. I mean, that's if you really know what you're doing, okay? And it's really super easy to use. But if you need some assistance doing that will, well, that's when you should check out another website, TrustAndWill.com. Now, let's say you want a lawyer and you don't want to spend $200, $300 an hour to do that. Well, that would probably be maybe Rocket Lawyer or LegalZoom would be the choice there. Now, there's also uslegalwills.com, and that's really best for, say, unlimited updates during your lifetime. So again, aside from NOLO.com, there's TrustAndWill.com, there's RocketLawyer.com, LegalZoom.com, they've been around for so long too, and uslegalwills.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Now, before we go back to all of your phone calls, let's talk about that hidden list that tells you what apps are listening in. Okay, it's in your smartphone, and there is a way to stop the listening. Because here's the deal. Whenever you install an app, do you actually ever read the app's terms and conditions? Yeah, no one does. But in all that legal mumbo jumbo, You probably have given apps your permission to listen using your phone's microphone and then collect data and sell that data to who knows who. So you want to find out which apps are doing this. Let's start with iPhone users. Simply open up your settings, then you're going to go to privacy and security and then tap that microphone. Here's where the magic happens. It pulls up a list of all the apps that are using your microphone. Just toggle off the apps you don't want picking up your conversations. Now, for Android owners, in your settings menu, you're going to find the apps permission manager. Kind of do the same thing. Disable the microphone for any apps that shouldn't be using it. So once again, it's going to happen all on that microphone setting, whether you're on an iPhone or Android. Yeah, you got to be on your toes. All right, let's see who's up next. Sam in Oklahoma City. Glad to have you on board with us.
Okay, well, number one, I want to let you know that I get to client every day, and I love that thing. It's got a lot of good tips on it, and I recommend it to everybody. So
that's awesome. That. You know what? Did you used to get our older newsletters?
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay,
I did.
So how do the old newsletters compare to the new one?
I like the new one better. It's very short. It covers a lot of different topics. You've got links to stuff if I need something more in depth. So,
well, I appreciate that because you know they're growing like gangbusters. I'll tell you, Sam. It's just, I mean, I'm so thrilled because it's, you know, I'm spending a lot of time writing those newsletters every day, and I keep like hoping that I'm going to find the best freelancer available, but not yet. So every word in there, it's either written by me or actually Allie's been helping a lot too over here too. So what's going on? How can I lend a hand?
Okay. Well, I've got a question. I've got AT&T internet service and it's DSL. It comes in the phone line. They don't have fiber to my house yet. They've been advertising wireless, but I'm not sure I want to look at that yet. But they make you use a gateway that's provided by them because it has the modem and a router in it. And they claim that they can't do diagnostics if you use something else. My question is, is it a way to use the modem that's in the gateway they give me and buy an aftermarket router?
Yes, you can do that. It gets a little techy. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. But what we don't want is to cause any network confusion and congestion, because then what that happens is like the whole house of cards will come crumbling down and you're going to want to get your Kim Komando Show newsletter and you're going to be like, I get the spinning wheel of death and I can't get out. I can't get in. And so we don't want that to happen. So what we have is something called bridge mode. And what bridge mode is going to do is going to separate the traffic from the two routers so that this way all the data isn't going to be confused on where it's going to go. And so this way it's going to go just to that right router. And that's what bridge mode does. Okay. So what you're going to do is put the modem router into bridge mode. You're basically at that point turning off the router functions in that device, so that this way you can use your own router to manage all the traffic on the network so that everything will run super smoothly, okay? To how to do that is a whole bunch of steps. And if I were to give those steps out right now, Sam, everybody would be like, oh, what a crappy show. Okay. So we don't want a crappy show, do we? No.
No, we don't.
We don't want a crappy show, because then people turn off their radios, they stop listening to the podcast, and then the ratings go down, and then I'm going to have to move to Oklahoma City and move in with you. So.
Okay. Well, we got a room.
Okay. I don't cook. I'm just telling you right now, and I'm not doing the laundry. It's not happening.
We don't either. My wife loves to do the laundry.
So that's great. Okay. I might just come. All right, so here's what we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to send out a link to you on how to enable bridge mode. Again, it's not terribly difficult. Just make sure that you follow the steps and don't do it when you're drinking. Make me that promise. Sam, thank you for your call. Now, there are some solid reasons to have a separate modem and router, and it's always my preference. Okay, so like, for example, you have some choices when it comes to features. And these high-end routers, they have advanced features, and it's more extensive than you have on these combo deals. Also, better heat dissipation. You have two separate devices means that heat is distributed better and therefore reducing the risk of overheating. You can also customize your network And then you're going to avoid those rental fees. Nobody should be paying ISPs rental fees. You shouldn't do that. Just buy your own modem, buy your own router. It's going to lead to savings over time. And also, it's ISP independence. So no matter where you move or whatever you do, you want to get a new provider, because you have your own router, you have your own modem, is that it gives you a lot more flexibility. And if you need help on picking that router and modem, we've got all kinds of links and buyer's guide over at commando.com with a K, of course. All right. It seems like in my email, I always get questions about, Kim, how can I get paid for taking surveys and opinions? So that's why we put together a list of all these different ways that you can do it. Because especially now, the holidays, I know it sounds crazy, but literally right around the corner. And a little extra cash is always welcome. So let's start with number one on our list is Quick Thoughts. This is an app for Android and iOS devices, and it gives you back Apple Music gift cards for taking surveys and polls. You can select these polls on the go. They can use your location to find GPS-based activities. You can do restaurant reviews. And they're immediately added to your account whenever you complete a survey. Now, again, you're not going to get rich. Each survey rewards maybe $3, local activities $5. And then once you hit your first 10 bucks, that's when you can get that gift card. Next is Inbox Dollars. And they all work pretty much the same, but this one's different. You maybe are getting paid to search the web, watch a few videos, read emails, complete offers, play games, shop online. This one, you have to get to $30 before you get any type of gift card. It works on Android, iOS. Swagbucks, been around for a long time. You play games, you watch videos, scan your grocery receipts. And again, you're going to get rewards, or you can save money too on different types of things that you're doing. It's kind of like a all-around app. YouGov, they conduct online polls about politics, public affairs, that sort of thing. Google also has their own program called Opinion Rewards. And then finally, there's called Drumo. And I know you're sitting there going, I am just trying to write all these down, Kim Commando, you're going so fast. Oh, stop that complaining. Just head over to commando.com with a K, of course. And then once you're there, just search for apps that will pay you for your opinions. That's right. Just search for apps that will pay you for your opinions.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, back to the phones we go with Kristen in St. Anthony, Minnesota.
A lot of my questions are circled around kind of health. And I think I saw something. Were you advertising something that said the dirty truth about your food?
Yeah, I think that was in one of our newsletters.
Yeah. So anyway, yes. I was intrigued by that. Just as well as I'm just intrigued about kind of, you know, overall health, wellness. And I just see that you have a lot of resources and good insight and kind of navigate people toward, I would say, the truth of about information, like the forbidden truth. So that's why I reached out. Just about the my initial question was about the Fitbit, about having resources for that and knowing a little bit more about how to really.
So are you trying to get healthier and lose weight?
me and my child.
Okay. And tell me where you're at now, and tell me what the goal is.
So I mean, where I'm at now, I've for the most part done a lot of changing with my diet. I don't work out as much, but I'm kind of trying to count steps, and I'm doing swimming on the weekends, and so I've actively changed my diet. Night and day from what I was eating, but it's still kind of challenging because I've been overweight all my life. You know, like I'm from the South. I've eaten fried chicken all my life, and it's not something that I have to have now. But it's just difficult, and so that's why I was really intrigued by the dirty truth about our food, because it's like, how do you make healthy choices? Because it's like you get so much information. Oh well, this isn't good for you. Oh well, don't eat too much carbs. Oh this. But I've noticed that everything is not catered.
I know. It gets to be
It's overwhelming, to say the least.
It can get overwhelming. Let's just sure. start at the basics, okay? Number one, okay, that what you consume, you have to get out and exercise, okay? And you can do 2,000 calories a day, but you know I try to stick to 1,500 calories. Okay. That's what I do. You want to drink at least 8 ounces of water eight times a day, not all at once, okay? And using technology can really help you. Because when you start, when you get on a exercise plan and your wearable device is saying, hey, Kristen, you got to get your butt off the couch and get some steps in. You look down and you're like, okay, you know what? I can do this. And you start in very small increments. The thing that overwhelms people is that they get in and they go, oh, I gotta walk 10,000 steps today. Then I got to do it tomorrow. Okay. You work up to that. Okay. Start at 2,000 steps.
Sure.
Go to 3,000, 4,000. Okay. Okay. And you know, if you can do that, you get to 10,000 steps three times a week, you're going to see a difference. And not just in your physical health, Kristen. You're going to see it in your mental health. Okay. Because I can tell you, I've been an exerciser and I've been a health fanatic. I really, truly have been. And it's very annoying. Okay. It's annoying for people around me. Okay. Because, you know, we go someplace and I'll be like, oh, there's nothing for me to eat here. You know, because I've been this way my whole life. Okay. And, you know, my husband's from the South, and I get that because I've gone down there with him, and wow, this food is good. Oh my God, the fried chicken.
Right.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. But we can't have that anymore. Sorry. Okay. So what you do is you start eating lean meats, a lot of vegetables, olive oil, no butter, fruits, have an apple once a day. And you start, and you clean out, you get rid of all of the junk in your house. You just have to get rid of it. Because if it's not there, you're not going to eat it. Because I can tell you that my sister went to Costco, and she bought this peanut butter thing that it was chocolate, and I had some last night, and I thought to myself, you know what, this just has to leave the house. This just has to go. It just needs to go. So when you start talking about Fitbits, they do different things. Okay, either you've got heart rate monitoring, which is really important. It tracks your sleep because you need a good 8 hours. Okay, and it will cause, and of course, it will track your steps. And they also have sensors that will track the stress in your body temperature, and you can even get an ECG along the way if that's what you want. Okay, but you don't have to start with all of the big, expensive $500-$600. You know. If you look at a Fitbit, and they're good, look at one. It's called the Inspire 3. And the Inspire 3 will keep track of your stress, your steps, your workout intensities, your sleep. But the thing that I like about it, especially because now you're in a life-changing mode right now. You are. You're going from being somebody who's sitting on the couch to somebody who's going to, when it comes to that parking lot, because it's what I do, when it comes to that parking lot, we're not going to take that first spot anymore. You're not going to do that. Okay? You're actually going to go and say, I'm going to park I'm going to park far away so I can get some more steps in. Okay? So it becomes a whole lifestyle change when we start talking about what we put into our body is not processed food anymore. We're going to get enough sleep. We're not going to drink as much. We're going to have a lot of fruits and vegetables. We're going to drink a lot of water. Not going to drink soda anymore. I don't even drink coffee. I know. People think like, how can you not drink coffee? You know what? I just don't like the way it makes me feel. So look at a Fitbit Inspire 3 to get yourself started. Okay. A Fitbit Inspire 3. They're $100 on Amazon. And Kristen, I want you to call me. But better yet, somebody at the studio, I want you to call Kristen back. Let's have an update on how Kristen's doing 30 days from now on her life's new lifestyle. Kristen, you can do this. I know you can. Or else you wouldn't have called me. You can do this. Have faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. You know, one of the great things about having a smartwatch when you're trying to lose weight is that you can set up a daily step or calorie burn goal. And that can be so motivating because it also gives you real-time progress updates. And then when you hit your targets, they give you stars and bells and whistles go off. So, you know, if you're sitting there struggling with your weight and you can't afford Ozempic, like the entire world seems to be on, crazy, isn't it? Just make sure that you get a Fitbit or get a smartwatch because that can really help you out. Okay, Professor Alex Moore gave her Vancouver stay a 4-star review. Not too bad, but not good enough for the host. You see, her review made his listing drop from a perfect 5 to a 4.0 to a 4.9, and that totally set him off, and it actually put her in danger. Now, the Airbnb host told Alex that if she did not remove her rating within 48 hours, he was going to track her down, okay? So what could Alex do to protect her privacy? After all, the host had her picture, her address, and her phone number. Well, thankfully, she called the police. The guy got booted from the platform, Airbnb. But what are some other things you need to do if your Airbnb dream host turns out to be just a nightmare creepo? Okay, first thing, don't overshare with your host. They need some information, but they don't need everything. And be sure that all your communications are done through the official Airbnb app. That's really, really important because this way they can totally see and track what happened. And if an owner is ever threatening you, don't delay. Just call the cops. Just call 911. Alrighty, do me a solid and tell 3 friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast because everyone needs more tech smarts, right? Knowledge is power, and you can find me at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.